Welcome to the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org. Enjoy the podcast.
Some of you have said, as my dearest friends, that I've never looked better than when I'm wearing this. You, however, are looking great who are here in person with your mask, and you who are again worshiping by way of our broadcast. One day we will not need the mask. But in the midst of the age in which we are, we do what we need to do in order to share the gospel of Christ and to honor him with our lives, whether or not we look better or worse with or without. You know, our world needs a savior. That's the bad news. The good news is our world has a savior. The bad news is we're doing a poor job as a world accessing the power of the savior into the problems of our life. And the power of, again, stepping into the promise of the Holy Spirit in knowing that the Holy Spirit is simply the resurrected Jesus in our midst. The Holy Spirit in the empowerment and the story of hope. And so, 50 days after Christ was crucified and resurrected, he had told the disciples, now wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit has come upon you in a fresh, dynamic way. And then you will feel the power to be my witnesses here in Jerusalem and in Samaria of people who you don't like and in Judea of people who you do like and into the uttermost parts of the earth. And so the early believers obeyed. And God, who is a promise maker, is always a promise keeper. And God, who understands every problem that we have, knows how to create a path with his promises that gets us out of our jams and gets us into promised living. Now, we here in person and joining the broadcast experience are really called to reveal this promise into our troubled world. That we ourselves are the witnesses, we are the dispensers of the promise. And here is this good news. Hope is born from God. And with hope, God created the world and created you that we are be a people empowered of hope. You are a person empowered of hope. And through that hope, there is this remarkable energy line that moves out from you into the lives of others. And in the promise of what God provides, then we experience this truth being at work where we are. Thanks be to God. How exciting it was to again see America in the space. At 2:12 yesterday afternoon from the Kennedy Space Center, was the launch of SpaceX Falcon 9. And the power created in order to launch this mission, a further discovery that now has safely docked with the International Space Station, by which we can continue with eyes of faith and minds of science, explore this greater universe that God has created. The world, the creation of God includes planet Earth, but it is more than planet Earth. Just as the world includes you, but it's more than you, and it is more than me. It really is a whole that God has planned, and what sin has done is created a division to mar our soul and create the sense of separation. And what Jesus did from the cross that we can see right here is the vertical, like a tree planted in the ground, the part of the cross that was planted into Calvary, with arms outstretched, saying, come one, come all. I'm your Savior. Come, and I'll forgive sins and give you rest. And we, who know the hug of God's love, then are to give his hugs in the world for people who don't yet know this Christ personally, but also to give that demonstration of a hug for those who thought they knew the Christ, but they had seen people who were followers of the Christ not act like Christians, that caused them to backpedal. And this remarkable experience of Pentecost, where we celebrate today, is the experience again of our saying, thank you, Lord, that you have trusted us with the creation of the church to form a new humanity. For Pentecost is God's hope movement for a new humanity to be born. A new humanity to be formed through Christ Jesus. And that's from every nation under heaven, Acts 2:5, that our deacons read for us. You caught that? There were God-fearers gathered there, for it was called the Feast of the Weeks at the time. They were gathered there from the east and the west, the north and the south. And as they were gathered, then the Holy Spirit blew with fresh winds. And the people could know their experience again of speaking a common language of the heart. What damage did your home have after the windstorms from this past week? In our home, it was picking up one big limb and a lot of branches. And then seeing the power, and at times I just stepped outside to feel the force of the wind as a reminder of the force of God's movement in life. You know the story of the Holy Spirit, the unity of God. Matter of fact, what is the name of our church? Trinity Baptist Church. The Holy Spirit was alive with the force and creation of the world. In Genesis 1, the Spirit moved across the waters and God did the act of creation. When we have baptism, which we again will have soon in person, it's the movement of the baptismal waters, again like creation, and the movement of the Spirit in the life of new believers, allowing them to feel the real reason why they were born in the world was to live a best life made possible by the Christ, who then we're responsible to help live, to show the best life for everyone else. I'm in awe of the science required, as well as the organizational power for Falcon 9 to be lifted into orbit. And I saw the formula. I don't know how to put it in science terms other than to say that power equals energy / time. That what is power, but it's the force of energy and the intensity and the duration of time that determines the amount of power that is being released. Now, I do know about the power of the Holy Spirit. And that in my brief message is taking this power of the Holy Spirit for your life and my life so that we may allow that power to give us the joy in living, regardless of our times, but also to release that power as a joyful living into the lives of others. Early this morning, Gary Jones, who's part of the True and Faithful Sunday School class, sent out this message. The power to those who are tired and worn out, he offers strength to the weak, from Isaiah 40:29. That is the sense that we are renewed in this promise of God. So think about it. Think about the early believers gathering in Jerusalem. They didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't know how the promise would be provided. They just knew that the provider would provide because they trusted in him. They had seen what he had done in the resurrection of Christ. They trusted the words, and then they were to be available and obedient. And in our lives today, we don't know for sure how and when all this is going to turn out. But we do know that in the hands of God, it can turn out with a creative power to create something better than it was here before. But it won't happen simply on its own. It will be our accessing the power of movement in our life. As many of you were kind enough to pray for me and Stephen as we traveled to Africa for the All Africa Baptist Fellowship Leadership Gathering in Zambia. Here's a photograph of my sitting with some of the leaders there in February. This is the earliest stage of COVID-19. And the recognition that we need each other around the world, as Elijah Brown, who is seated here with me, who spoke earlier in our service, is speaking the message that we are a Pentecost movement. We're the movement of uniting people under the authority of Jesus Christ so that his spirit will win through the church and into the world. That's our promise. And in that experience of the promise, we claim our place at the table. We claim our place to sit. And so there are three things that we need to do. In Acts 2:12, we see that we are to ask the right question. Hope motivates us to be grasped by truth and move the conversation forward. So it was said in Acts 2:12, as the earliest followers of Christ were gathered, the storm of the wind blew. People who had come into Jerusalem by the thousands were curious about what was happening. They had heard about the Christ, but they didn't know about the Christ. And as they listened to the wind and they saw these early believers and the kind of calm they had in the midst of what was occurring, they were amazed and perplexed, and they asked each other, what does this mean? It's a great question to ask. It's the right question to ask of God. Lord, what does this mean? Yesterday at the graveside with Pat Pope's family, the first funeral service that I've had since the COVID-19, and there are many that have been backlogged to June. But the resurrection of the believer who passed away was not backlogged. The resurrection that when death became life on the other side of stopping one's breath is already into the presence of heaven, because that's the kind of power that God has to release energy in the duration of time that is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, all that ever was and ever will be. We should not have a power failure within our life. And as a Trinity family, we access ourselves to each other in a heart of love and a unity, not because we agree on every issue the same, but that we agree on the Savior and the yielding to the Holy Spirit so that we may sharpen each other and be unified then in the work that we do. We've done it through the years. We do this now. It was a few years ago that Victor Rodriguez and Michael Brown, Victor with the Texas Baptist Convention and Michael, the pastor of the True Vision Baptist Church in town, that we met in my office and we joined our hands together. And then we had some joint worship experiences at TriPoint and did some joint ministries, just as a reminder of some of these partnerships that have been a part of the work that we do. It's a sense of knowing that we need each other. Pentecost is about the inclusion of every local church, but making up the large church of the Lord. And therefore, we have our place to belong, just as each member, person in the life of Trinity, is equally important as every other person. So it is every church is equally important into this kingdom of God. But the kingdom of God is made available for all, and it takes a demonstration for that to happen. It really is good to be able to open up the doors again to the sanctuary. But we know that the doors were never closed into the ministries of God and the life of Trinity Baptist Church. They've been done differently. We've adapted, we pivoted. But in that adaptation, it is good to have the sense of an access for those who are able to come into person this morning, while continuing to be connected by Zoom small groups and by our broadcast ministry. Now, just as a demonstration of the challenge, Ed Stetzer is a very respected church consultant with Baptist roots, listened to by a whole bunch of people across America as his faith in Christ. He wrote an article of Christianity Today. In this article, he lays out the challenge that the pastors have, that the pastoral staff of Trinity Baptist Church, working in concert with our trustees and with our deacons, being able to talk out. And what you see in the center of that are circles of different opinions about when the church should again meet together in person. And some would say, not until the whole thing is over. And others were thinking it's all a conspiracy theory. Some were saying this hasn't affected me except to hurt me emotionally and financially. And others are saying, I know I had a family member who died. And that some suggestions are there are 25 different things we need to make sure we do before I would come back. And others were saying, I'm coming back regardless. See, the unity is not in that we're all going to agree on all the specifics how it takes place. But the unity is there's a trust that's at work in the midst of our conversation as a body of Christ, that we can find a way that's big enough and common enough that each of us can find our place to be. That's simply reflective of this larger work that we do in the life of the church. Part of the Pentecost experience that all of our pastoral staff and you are involved in your life are with Christians from other denominations and churches. On a regular basis, I meet with the pastors of First Presbyterian Church, Redeemer Presbyterian Church, First Baptist Church, and Christ Episcopal Church. During this time, we've been gathering by Zoom. We've been praying and talking through it how it is that our congregations would get back together in person while continuing these live stream experiences. We compared our notes with each other, the date and the time and how we would do this and learn from each other. Bob Fuller is the person who's in the upper left-hand side of the screen. Bob, during one of our Zoom conferences, shared with us that he had tested positive for the antibodies, which meant that he had been exposed to COVID-19 and therefore was under an imposed 14 days quarantine. Brings it personal. And the sense of our being able to process together, you know what happens? We get closer with each other. We have a way of trusting and working with each other. And in the midst of doing that, then God provides for us a way if we ask the right question and we true, then secondly, we listen and look for his answers, then we find our way forward. Have you ever had somebody come up to you and ask a question and they didn't listen to your answer? And then they say, oh, I'm sorry, I was distracted. Would you mind telling me that again? And then you give the answer again in the middle of that answer, then they're distracted, and again, they're not paying attention. Think how God feels when we express, Lord, why don't you? And the Lord has an answer, and we're not listening, and we're not looking. But on this Pentecost Sunday, on this Pentecost Sunday in which the Lord of a new humanity in the life of the church was begun, he brought it together in such a powerful way that the Spirit moves like a forceful wind and languages were spoken in different nationality backgrounds and everyone could understand what those Galilean early disciples were saying in Jerusalem. They could all understand each other. Remarkable miracle of God. Now, what God wanted is not that each of us then would just be able to dial into all of our conversations around the world and have an instant knowledge of Mandarin or of Russian. But what God has created is in the heart our capacity to understand each other. Here's good news. Parents to be able to understand your children. And children to be able to understand your mom and your dad. Husband and wife to be able to understand each other by asking the question and listening to what your family is saying to you, as well as our workers, then everything else gets clear when we have really tuned in. So in Acts 2, 24 and 33, it was said, because it was impossible for death to keep Jesus in the grave, put its hold on him, the promised Holy Spirit poured out what you know, you see, and you hear. That the problem of the crucifixion was answered with the resurrection, but the resurrection is not the abandonment of Christ from the world. It is the intensity and expansion of the presence of Christ in his presence of the Spirit. One God, so powerful that one name can't describe all of God. Unified in its diversity and its expression. So my challenge during COVID-19, my challenge is we reinvent how we live our life in going forward, how we return to normal practices in the same way, and as we look at new practices that have been formed or need to be formed as a response, that we are leaning into the Spirit's expanded comfort zone of our soul and not our old comfort zone. That's what the Lord does. Joe Barber is a new good friend of mine. He spoke on our campus last fall. He's a person of great faith, pastor of the St. Luke Baptist Church. He is a counselor helping people with chemical addictions and their recovery. And so I called Joe this past week and recalled the time when I was with him in January on his campus, which is on the west side of San Antonio. He's a big man. And said, Joe, how's it going? And we talked about how we're all affected by COVID-19, and they're ramping up to open again. They're once a month Wednesday called Wellness Wednesday to give medical care in a medical clinic to people and who live in their larger neighborhood. And part of our offering will help that to take place. And part of my speaking to my brother Joe was to say, I lament with you on the tragic death that took place in Minneapolis. And which then, in the language of lament, was a language of a meeting place. That there is a better way in which to live. And I share this with you because I asked him after he told me if I could. He said that his daughter called him after the news broke about the death, if he was okay. The sense of hearing impact into the lives of others. And you know what the strength is? Is that a Trinity Baptist Church and a St. Luke Baptist Church work together as one and as this body in the movement of Christ, then serve the Lord as a demonstration of the credible power of the gospel to build bridges and a broken society in which a new society could be born because we're there building the new bridges and the power of the Christ. Then we can yield. We can first make sure we're asking the right question. We can make sure that we're looking and listening for God's responses. And his responses are always connected to hope, always connected to what it is that we may do, always connected to what is possible. And thirdly, then, is to yield. To yield to the Spirit, to allow more and more of God to control more and more of me, Les Holland. To allow more and more of God to control more and more of you and for us together. And then this movement of the Spirit has this force at work within us of being empowered to serve him within this world. That's when it gets good. That's when it's sweet. That's even in the midst of the pain, that is when it's wonderful. That's when we discover that the way to fix broken relationships is to remember the golden rule. To do to others as you would have them to do to you. Easy to say, we say, but how do we do it? Let the Spirit give you power. The Spirit will figure it out for you and will give you a capacity beyond my own capacity to do what I would have done otherwise if the Spirit hadn't been seeking to work through me. Treating others as they want to be treated. Forgiving? When we think, I can't forgive, that it was just too painful. And yet the Holy Spirit's empowerment comes and creates a capacity for us to be able to forgive beyond our natural ability. That's what our world is needing. And needing to see this in a form of a demonstration within our life. And so what to do? And the matter of this kind of yielding work. Acts 2, 37 and 38 puts it this way. That all who were listening to the Spirit at work and the preaching of what was being explained to them, they were cut to their heart. And then they asked another question. What should we do? And the answer was repent. Be baptized. Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Now listen to this. And then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. When we accept Christ as Savior in a commitment to follow Christ as Lord, then we are immediately stepping into the presence of the Spirit who is with us. God is one, can't be divided. He is one. He's created the world. He sustains us by the Spirit, been redeemed us through Christ. But as we then repent, we turn in a direction, in his direction. Then baptized is that we are fully covered in the symbol of baptism, in his love and his presence, so that our whole life will be living under that authority as we move forward. Pat Pope was born in Welder, Texas, at the very beginning of the Depression. Herbert Hoover was the president. At age 16, she went to Trinity University. She met a man and they fell in love and had three children. And he died early in life. She found herself. She found herself as a single mom, three children, again returning to the classroom to teach, a long life still ahead of her, having to live it in a way that was not her preference, but it's what the circumstances of life brought to her. And she didn't simply throw up her hands and give up and said, I can't do it, though she had felt it along the way. But every time, the Spirit renewed her to keep doing what needed to be done. And you know what all three children remember about their mom? Is that she had an old robe that she wore for years. And she would have made their lunch for the day. She'd walk with them out the front door. She'd go to the curb, wave goodbye to them and all the neighbors that would be watching. That she was giving her blessing to them. Even while inside, she may have been feeling all kinds of fears that she freshly was having to give in faith to the Lord. She gave the blessing beyond her own natural ability. We're not going to be able to have this Sunday, hopefully next Sunday, we don't know for sure, where we walk down the aisle and have a chance to pray or to share a decision. But I ask that you leave a note in the offering box or you can hand it to me later if you made a decision, because I want to call you this afternoon, or one of our pastors to call you this afternoon to know more about Christ being your personal Savior and Lord. To know that we as the Trinity family are committed in opening our hearts in the goodness of God. For me, I'm a pretty conservative guy who's been stretched beyond my natural capacity by the wonder of who God is and the power of His work. Time and again, I've come to the limits of who I am, only to discover more and more of who God is. And in each discovery, I'm glad what He has shown me. In each discovery, I'm glad for the tears that I cried, even though I wasn't glad when I was crying them. But where they led me from the trail of tears is through the pathway of the Spirit, who gives comfort and counsel, and so for you. We truly need each other. That's what being a part of the church family is. Everyone and anyone to be a part. And so in Acts 2:39, it said, the promise is for you and your children and all who are far off. That's the promise. This world that we're building now, of which we are a part, is also a world that we're passing to our next generations, and that we may pass to them models of how we, like a Pat Pope, have modeled the Lordship of Christ and the feel of the Spirit. God's grace with you right now, as you either at home or your office or in your car with a mobile device or here in person, as you allow the Spirit then simply to take a comfort and counsel, show you what you need to see. Let this moment be a mirror. Don't be afraid. For just like the key to a successful launch of Falcon 9 was to test, fail, fix, and fly, this invitation is all about just being where we are so God can do His fixing work so that we may fly. Oh, that's when it's good. And I'm glad to be in this goodness with you. Oh, Lord, we need you.
We hope you enjoyed your segment of the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org.